That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. Now, this week, following the firing of FBI Director James Comey, Trump has had another horror set of days. It's been called the worst week of his presidency, which is a phrase we seem to be hearing over and over again as Trump just digs himself deeper. Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Absolute pleasure to have you on.
A title for this novel, Self-Destruction of a Presidency.
Self-Destruction. Fantastic, mate. I think you've got your next book right there.
Yeah. Well, it's probably going to be a short book.
Well, we've only got, you know, a couple of months to cover, really, haven't we? I mean, let's look at this week. We've got James Comey, the firing, the Russia and the classified info. We've got constant contradictions between Trump and his administration. The speech at the U.S. Coast Guard graduation, Trump claimed no president has ever been treated so unfairly. We've got the Comey memo. We've got special counsel. Where do we start?
Well, let's start with the special counsel. The reason I want to start there is because this opens a new door. And here we have a former head of the FBI who will be leading this investigation. That means already he gets the full command of the FBI organization because he has a lot of cred with them. If you brought someone in from the outside, that person would have to learn their respect. They'd have to find out whether he's an undercover person for the president. But in this case, they don't have to worry about that. So the agents who have information will give it up. Also, you have a man who's intelligent enough to use other sources, including the Central Intelligence Agency. And that's why all of a sudden the president is scared to death, because you have a person who can bring to bear all the intelligence resources, not just in the United States, but overseas. So he's scared to death. What if he didn't do anything wrong? All right?
Sure, yeah.
All I think he's doing is proclaiming his innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more he does that, the less he's believed, because he's lied so much.
Mm.
That's what I mean by the self-destruction of a presidency. The other thing is this investigation, if they have a bill of particulars and deliver them, then the president will all of a sudden have to be faced with a real difficult problem. Does he lie about what he knew? If he does, he's impeached. If the evidence shows that he had some contact, he's impeached. So where does he go? And I think it's becoming increasingly clear. People are already bailing out. Notice no Republicans. No Republicans are standing up for the man.
Mm.
So he's lost his party. Now let's backtrack to the Russians. The Russian visit. I said, well, this is just to be a visit. No, nothing will be said here. Mm. I don't know what was said, but it was one of these deals where information was exchanged that had deeper meaning. For example, the president would say, we're delighted to work with you on a continuing basis to ensure that we can work closely together on some of these domestic issues that are threatening both countries, particularly in the space of elections and the like. So, Sergeyev says, Mr. President, we have you covered, meaning we've got stuff on you, button it up, but we were letting you know that if anything goes wrong, we're going to let it go and you're going to be in hot water. So I think some of that stuff happened. That's the reason the president was angry about the photos. It wasn't the photos. It was the information.
Mm. And the implication that, of course, you know, we've gotten our photography into the White House, you know, all alone with Trump. There's now these accusations of sharing this kind of information and, well, it's fairly embarrassing for Trump for them to be releasing these things that he thought were not going to come out.
Yeah, but what did Putin say? He says it was recorded. What did Nixon go down with? A recording. Now, what would a special prosecutor say? Mr. Putin, if you have a recording, we'd certainly like to listen to it. Oh, my word. I think what I should do is go back and get the Nixon stuff where I start my novel and just write about Nixon and just change the names.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that's a good plan, mate. You could put sort of all the stuff in the stuff about Trump in the afterword, frankly, about the Nixon investigation.
Yeah, and it's going the same way
because
what had happened with Nixon, he got cornered not by what he did, but what his people did, and he had to protect his own people. Now, is Trump going to give up his own people? He might, but when he does that, his presidency is gone.
You know,
all those people who are around him.
Mm-hmm.
And Flynn faces two charges. He was not supposed to work as a government contractor to any other governments until 5 years after he left public office. He did. He received $500,000 working for a foreign government. That is a federal crime. He can go to prison for 5 years for that. So Flynn may be thinking, I don't like prison life. Now, my speaking to the Russians may be a 20-year sentence. So why don't I just roll over and make a deal?
Mm.
What do you want me to say? That's what he's worried about. Flynn could say anything, and then he's in a very difficult position saying, well, Flynn's a liar. He's a terrible person. Didn't you hire him? Didn't you swear that he was one of the best people in the world? So what's going on here? He gets caught in his own morass of lies. And then we go back to Comey. Comey was on the verge of self-explosion. So why not let him go and let somebody else do that? So he has to be the big guy. He has to say, I fired him. Would you think any other president would do anything like that? When Clinton did it, he would surround himself with Janet Reno and all these people. So, you know, what he did, he's got his bodyguard in place. This guy didn't have any protection even from his own press corps. So the presidency, I would say, and we talked about this some months ago, weeks ago, the presidency is gone already. He is not running the United States.
There's nowhere to go from here.
So where do we go from here? Where we go from here is, I think, increasingly he is isolated. The Republican Party has to isolate. So if he's found not guilty, he still is guilty in the minds of the American people because he's lied so much. So he has no political value for the party. He still has to go out to his own people, and this is the dangerous thing, and asking them to protect him. And we might have rioting in the streets. I don't know where we're going to go with this. But I'm hoping calmer, cooler heads are going to prevail. And the military and others are going to say, look, let him float out there by himself.
Mm.
So watch this space. And I think this is going to unravel a lot faster than people think. Because when the special counsel comes in and starts asking questions, I think he's going to start at the top of the tree.
Well, I would just sort of like to, to focus on one little point there that you raised, Ed. The Trump administration, Trump himself, not running the country anymore, lacking this sort of political viability. Now, with the sort of, with one example from this past week, we saw the National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. He was a highly respected former lieutenant colonel. Now, he put his reputation on the line for Trump, saying the news about Trump sharing classified information was absolutely false. Then Trump went and contradicted him the very next morning in, as typical Trump fashion, in a couple of, poorly thought out tweets. We've seen all these Republicans that have stood behind Trump up until this point. Now they've gone very, very silent. Is Trump at risk of not just sort of ending up in this kind of trouble himself, but dragging the whole Republican Party down with him?
Yes, he is, and that's what I was trying to allude to earlier, the isolation move. People are trying to find a safe haven outside of this camp. And you notice that no major Republican has stepped forward on any of this other than say the special counsel is a good idea.
Mm.
They haven't supported him at all. Even the right-wing crazies are starting to back away, fearing they'll lose their own position. So I think we have a president in isolation, and it's going to stay that way, which means more tweets.
More of this sort of raving madness. Just as a final point, because obviously, as I say, we could unpack this one all day, but I just want to take one final step backwards from Trump to the Republican Party to America at large. The information that Trump supposedly shared with the Russians, or what we know that he shared with the Russians at this point, was from an Israeli source. Now, Trump is doing a lot of globetrotting at the moment, including Israel. If Trump continues to sort of be this impetuous president who insists on going off script with foreign relations and the like, how much more damage can he do to the United States' global relations?
I think he can't do much more
because
no one's feeding him any information anymore. I think he's pretty isolated from what's really going on in NATO, what's really going on in any other corner of the world. Remember, this week he also had one of his spokespersons say this horrible prison in Syria is killing people, cremating them, and so forth. No State Department person would say it. They found a political appointee to say it in the hopes that would make some distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen? There'll be an internal investigation in the State Department to lead back to him. He is in serious trouble. And I just don't know the way out. Now, he's been Houdini. He got to be president. That was a Houdini move. He may be Houdini here. Let's not count this man out. But I would think that people who've seen how he behaves are getting their distance. And the Congress is moving on its own. He had nothing to do with health care. That health care bill is not his. I bet he doesn't even know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other piece of legislation before the Congress. The infrastructure stuff is gone. The wall is gone. So what is left?
Ed, thank you very much, mate. A pleasure as always. Extraordinary week. Really appreciate you boiling it down a little bit for us.
Thank you, mate.